Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon on the Home Business Radio Network here, and I'm excited. I'm fired up. You know, when I heard this gentleman's story that I'm going to have on here today, I just thought, man, more people need to hear this. And so I have on the line with me tonight just an awesome individual, someone that I've, you know, watched, you know, a little bit from afar, but just marveled at his story. And it is my good friend, Brian Cole. Brian, are you there?
I am.
Hey, what's up, big guy? How you doing today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. And so, you know, let's just, you know, you have such a powerful story. And you know what? One of the things that I've just noticed in our industry is there's always people out there that are kind of watching and they see someone rise to success. And what they actually do is they look for reasons why that person's different than them. And so they look for, oh, they were born rich, or, oh, they went to private school, or, oh, they're in Hawaii, or, you know, they all these wild reasons. Oh, they had a list, or, oh, they're technically, you know, proficient, or, you know, there's always some kind of reason that I hear, you know, people come up with why they're not having major success. But your story, in my opinion, kind of crushes all that. So, Brian, can you share with us just a little bit about your story? Where did you come from? How did you get into internet marketing? And let's enlighten some people.
Yeah, definitely. My story started out at the beginning of 2010. I was a college dropout. I had failed every single class my last semester. I was going to a private college. It cost about $15,000 for me to be there. My parents were very upset when they found out that I failed everything. And they decided it was best for me to just stay home for the next semester. And I took up the job I had in high school, which was McDonald's. I had to wake up at 3 in the morning every day to go into work at 4 for a minimum wage job. And I had to go home at 1, crashed because I had nothing left, working with a bunch of very upset people who were mad at the world. Those aren't exactly, you know, the highest quality of people to work with. You know, people are trying to make the minimum wage job the life. Obviously you can't do that. But that was my life. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was 20 years old. But very quickly I realized that I didn't want to, you know, climb up the corporate ladder at McDonald's, so I decided to get in business for myself. On March 31st, I joined my best friend in high school in a network marketing company. I thought that was going to be the solution that I needed to get out of there. And, of course, a week into it, I was like, oh, this is going to be a lot longer than I thought. And on April 18th of 2010, I found My Lead System Pro, and I joined it. And that is how I got started with internet marketing. Is that all you wanted me to share about my story? Or, I mean,
yeah,
I can go much further.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, just the the brief overview there. So let me just recap and maybe go into some a little bit more details too. So you were you living with your parents or no?
Yes.
Okay. Living with your parents. They sent you to college. You failed every class. They were paying for it.
Yep.
You took it off, went back to McDonald's. Now, was McDonald's, what was not? Now, here's kind of a funny story. You know, when I was, I can't even remember, maybe 16 or 17, I worked at McDonald's for one day. And back then they had hamburger days, and hamburger days were 29-cent hamburgers. People would come in and order 25 at a time, and they'd freeze them and stuff. And so I remember one day I worked at McDonald's, did the grill for like 4 or 5 hours, and it was the day before spring break in high school. I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm gone. Now, when you went back to McDonald's, what were you actually doing? I mean, was this a cushy management job or what?
No.
What were you doing there? What were you physically doing?
It was the lowest possible job, just a crew member, making minimum wage. I'd been working on and off, you know, during when I was home from college, but at the time I knew grill, but they were going to teach me drive-through since I was going to be there full-time, which is what I ended up doing for most of that year.
So, and that's what, 40 hours a week?
Yeah.
All right, so 40 hours a week, you're going to McDonald's. I would assume not too many people there uplifted you or empowered you or got you excited about life or anything like that. But you took it upon yourself to go home, and you studied internet marketing, if I understand it correctly.
Yes.
And what have you been able to do? Now, talk to me about when did you make your first dime in internet marketing?
Let's see. Well, the day I joined my network marketing company, I bought a bunch of products for it and qualified for a bonus. That probably doesn't count. It was a $100
right.
bonus. So that's when I first, quote, made money, but I don't really count that as,
right.
making money in the true sense. I would probably say about August 2010 when I started doing Facebook PPC successfully back then in 2010.
So in 2010, you started doing some Facebook stuff, started making a little bit of money. What was it like? Talk to us about how it was like when you were, fighting for your dreams at home, but then going into that kind of environment. What was that like for you? What stood out to you?
Wow. Well, every time I punched in the clock at 4, I'm like, there's going to come a day where I'm not going to have to do this anymore. There'll be a day when I don't have to wake up at 3 in the morning. It was just awful. I went to work half asleep every morning. it was just bad. But actually, Ray, even though I started making a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there in August 2010, I would say it was really more of a 22-month financial struggle, really. I mean, I started making more money when it came after No Excuses 2, but, I mean, it paid the bills, but that's about all it did. I mean, I was making some money, but not anything close to what I've made this year. Actually, after February of 2012, I made more this year than I did all of 2011. So I would say that was a 22-month
awesome.
Financial battle. But I'll tell you, Ray, I would never, ever trade those 22 months of financial struggle for what I have today.
Wow. That's just so powerful. And it's so funny that you say that, what you exactly said, because I remember in 2009 when I was in foreclosure and I got kicked in the teeth financially, a little bit different story.
Right.
That next year, by February, I had made more than 2009. So I'm hearing a very similar story here. It's really, really cool. So, all right. So doing that, start learning internet marketing and, 2010. So when were you able to leave McDonald's? When what was that day like?
Let's see. I went full time in my business in November of 2010. I still hung on to the job for one day a week until July 2011 when I quit altogether.
Nice. So talk to me about that day. Well, July 2011, that was a year ago. Year ago, right around maybe today, who knows. what was that like? You walked in and you did what?
And, well, I mean, I'd given 2 weeks notice before that, but
yeah.
it was great. I mean, at the time, I had just come out with my first product. Even though it was $37, I had made $2,000 with it.
Nice.
Just basically doing strategies like you do, Ray, belly to belly. I just started talking to people. You know, it's amazing what happens when you actually talk to people.
Right.
I mean, I didn't have being the internet marketing guru that I am, I didn't have a capture page, a sales letter, an affiliate program, or anything, which are like essentials for all internet marketers. But I didn't let that get in the way of making money off my first product. So to be able to actually, be able to successfully replace my income that I was making at McDonald's with my internet marketing, greatest feeling in the world. That's how I'd put it.
That's so cool. Just curious, at McDonald's, if you don't mind sharing, at McDonald's, what was your, I guess they were all the same because it was the same hourly wage, but what were you pulling down a month at McDonald's?
Let's see. Well, during my full-time days,
yes.
I would not even bring in $1,000 a month. It was less than that.
So less than $1,000 a month. And what's been your best month since you've, been focused on internet marketing and network marketing?
I've had multiple $10,000 months.
Wow. And what's the difference in lifestyle? You used to have to get up at 3. What's your day? What's the Brian Cole day consist of now?
Wow, it's pretty much whatever schedule that I need to do. I mean, I really truly set my own hours. Like most days, I wake up probably. Well, on days I get personally trained by my trainer at the gym, I wake up around 11:30 in the morning. But if I
that's tough.
I know. I'd say probably more closer to noon or 1 o'clock. But there are days I've had slept till 4.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. And now I heard you're going to be a featured speaker at Live the Dream. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's my first
engagement
at the age of, well, by the time Live the Dream 3 rolls around, I'll be 23. But it's an honor. I've always wanted to be a speaker since really understanding this industry of, you know, internet marketing, MLSP, and seeing all the speakers on stage for events. I'm like, man, someday I'm going to be one of those people speaking from the stage. This October, dream come true.
So awesome. So from, you know, 23 years old, are you 22 now?
I'm 22 right now.
All right, so 22 years old, waking up between 11 a.m. to 4, multiple $10,000 months, 2 years ago, full-time at McDonald's. What do you say to the person out there? And I assume you have very little tolerance of excuses, but what do you say to the person out there that says, Brian, that's easy for you to say, but it'll never work for me?
Well, obviously, you're right. I have very little tolerance, especially for financial excuses. You know, people say I can't afford it. I'm sure you've heard this more than once. Probably today already. But anyway, I just tell people, you know, I said, if you really want to make this business work, your reason why has to exceed your reason why not. I mean, everybody gets involved in this business for a reason, okay? Because they have a problem, most likely. and then you tell me that they, you know, I can't afford it. I'm like, oh, is that reason why really that big? You know, you have to be able to make sacrifices to do what you want to do in the end. Yes, I mean, I spent like a ton of time in front of my computer when I was not at McDonald's. Believe it or not, I tell people I used to have a full-time job. I used to have a, you know, balance my lifestyle between, you know, work, going to the gym, and the business. But I made it work in the end. Oh, yeah, I'm a huge weightlifter, by the way. I spend a lot of time at the gym. But yet, I made that work, you know? There's no excuses in the end. You know, if you want it that bad, you'll find a way.
I love it, man. So just having more desire than excuses.
Absolutely.
So awesome. So if you've been listening to this interview, I mean, here I am with Brian Cole, who's shown someone who's gone from full-time in McDonald's to having $10,000 months with his network marketing and internet marketing business. If he can do it, so can you. And so, Brian, I appreciate you being on here. Appreciate seeing you at upcoming events and just hanging out with you, having some fun. This has been Ray Higdon with the Ray Higdon Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network. Brian, thank you so much for being on here, my man.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Bye, guys. We'll see you on the next show. Bye-bye.